This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. As another attempt among Republicans to pick a Speaker of the Ohio House has stalled, there has been some action in the hometown of the former Speaker. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports it's likely connected to reports of an FBI inquiry into Cliff Rosenberger's travel with lobbyists connected to the payday lending industry.
The FBI has reportedly raided Rosenberger's home in Clarksville and a nearby storage unit in Wilmington. That unit is said to have contained items from Rosenberger's Columbus office. Rosenberger has not spoken publicly since he resigned last month, when he said he felt his actions as Speaker have been ethical and lawful. Acting Speaker Kirk Schuring was asked about the raids in a call updating reporters on the canceled vote for Speaker.
I did not know about any of that.
Schuring said the decision to cancel sessions came because of his concerns that Representative Ryan Smith doesn't have enough caucus support to be Speaker, and it came before news of the FBI raids broke. And Schuring also said he's unaware of any FBI activity in state Republican offices or with OROC, the campaign organization for House Republicans. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The American Civil Liberties Union wants lawmakers to toss out Ohio's gerrymandered congressional map ahead of the 2020 election. That's 2 years before lawmakers are set to draw a new map, thanks to a ballot issue overwhelmingly passed by voters in the May primary. The suit filed in U.S. District Court in Cincinnati challenges the current district map, drawn by Republicans in 2011. The ACLU claims the map violates voters' rights to democratically choose their representatives. If successful, the suit could jeopardize otherwise safe incumbent seats during 2020's presidential election. The suit names Secretary of State John Husted and Governor John Kasich among the defendants. New population estimates from the Census Bureau suggest Cleveland's population is leveling off after years of decline. The latest estimate shows Cleveland's population last year was just under 400,000. Based on that estimate, Cleveland ranks 51st in the U.S. and second in the state behind Columbus. Akron ranked fifth in the state with just under 200,000 people. Canton, Youngstown, and Lorain were also among Ohio's top 10 largest cities. A more precise count will be available after the next full census in 2020. Dozens of Ohio school districts and consortiums of districts will split $33 million in federal grant money to improve literacy development. Ohio's Department of Education says the grant especially aims to boost literacy for more students who live in poverty, have disabilities, or are identified as English learners or struggling readers. The applicants receiving the largest grants include educational service centers in Cuyahoga, Mahoning, Richland, and Trumbull counties that serve multiple school districts. Individual districts getting at least $1 million include Columbus, Elyria, and Strongsville. An experimental aircraft flown by astronaut Neil Armstrong has returned to the museum housing it after renovation. The rare aircraft has been a fixture at the Armstrong Air and Space Museum in the western Ohio city of Wapakoneta, where Armstrong grew up. The plane is known as an F-5D Skylancer. It underwent a makeover for the past several months. Armstrong flew it as part of a NASA program that set out to build reusable space planes before the manned Mercury flights. The Akron Zoo is now home to two species listed as vulnerable. The pair of Siberian musk deer came from the Bronx Zoo in New York through the Association of Zoos and Aquariums breeding program. They're considered a vulnerable species because of poachers wanting to harvest their musk glands that can be used in perfume and for medicinal purposes. The zoo has also added red-breasted geese, native to Afghanistan and surrounding countries, to share an enclosure with the deer. The Cleveland Indians are asking Cuyahoga County to approve $8 million in public money for improvements to Progressive Field. The team is looking to renovate club seating, reduce the number of ticket windows, and expand administrative offices. The team submitted the request to Gateway Development Corporation. Gateway spends revenue from the so-called sin tax on behalf of the Indians, the Cavs, and the Browns. If approved, the renovations would begin after this season. Construction would have to be finished before the 2019 All-Star Game. Next year's NFL draft will be held in Nashville, but Cleveland and Canton are still in the running to host the 2020 draft. That's according to the NFL that made the announcement yesterday. A Browns spokesman says the two cities are optimistic about their chances. It's not yet known when the 2020 host city will officially be announced. Governor John Kasich focused his spring graduation address at the Harvard Kennedy School on Wednesday on graduates finding meaning to their lives. The former presidential candidate addressed the School of Government's class of 2018 in Cambridge, Massachusetts. He quoted Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham City Jail on the search for finding higher moral purpose. He briefly mentioned the 2017 Las Vegas shooting and Hurricane Harvey recovery efforts as examples of community members helping each other and proving goodness in human nature. The Cavs are on the brink of elimination after losing to the Celtics 96-83 last night. They now trail the Eastern Conference Finals Series 2-3. Cavs coach Tyronn Lue said he didn't like what he saw from his team.
You know, I thought tonight we got a lot of open shots we didn't capitalize on. Then I thought we had a chance to get some easy baskets in transition that we didn't capitalize on. We turned the basketball over, and they was able to get out and get something after we turned it over. So I just didn't think we played well tonight at all.
Game 6 is in Cleveland tomorrow night, and a decisive 7th game would be back in Boston on Sunday. The home team has won every game so far in this series. This is WKSU.